The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 27th and the 28th verses, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." On this second Sunday after Easter Day, the Church always draws our attention to the risen Lord as the Good Shepherd. I doubt that there's any image of Christ more precious to Christian hearts than this image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And I can think of few passages in all of Holy Scripture that are more comforting than the words of our text where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Now, these words, like the Gospel read just a few moments ago, are only a fragment of Jesus' words about himself as the Good Shepherd, as we find them in the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel. And to better understand these words, we need to think about them in the context in which these words are found. So what is the context? The context is this. Jesus' teaching about himself as the Good Shepherd immediately follows his healing of a man who'd been blind from birth and comes just before he raises his friend Lazarus from the dead. So when Jesus speaks of himself as the Good Shepherd, it's as if he's saying to us, this is what's happening when I restore sight to the blind and raise Lazarus from the dead. For when Jesus heals the man who had been blind from birth and had been expelled from the synagogue because of his faith in Jesus, and when he calls Lazarus out of the tomb, in all of this, the Good Shepherd is seeking his lost and lonely sheep. There is also this. The man who'd been born blind and dead Lazarus are a vivid picture of us all, as we all in fact are, apart from our Good Shepherd. Blind to the wonderful radiance of God's love, dead in trespasses and sin, doomed to bodily and eternal death. But the Good Shepherd doesn't abandon us in our blindness and in our death. He doesn't leave us lost and lonely sheep to our own devices. No, he came and he comes seeking us at the cost of his own life, as he said, "The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." The wonder of it all is that the Good Shepherd rescues his sheep by himself becoming a lamb, as the prophet Isaiah said. He is like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. the one true and eternal shepherd becomes a little lamb. That little lamb born of Mary, dying he destroys death, and rising from the dead he opens the way to eternal life for all who hear and follow him. The man who'd been blind hears the voice of the good shepherd and receives his sight. Lazarus, already 4 days dead, hears the voice of the good shepherd calling him out of the tomb. But Jesus' enemies don't. They don't really hear him because they see no need for him. They're content to live and manage things as they see fit. You can only see in Jesus a disturbing presence who challenges their beliefs and plans and threatens their power over the people. And so they are deaf to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Now, as so often happens in St. John's Gospel, seemingly insignificant details are in fact full of meaning. St. John tells us that Jesus spoke the words of our text during the festival of the dedication of the temple when, as St. John writes, it was winter. It was winter. Not only in the sense that it was that coldest and dreariest time in all the year, but also in the sense that the hearts of Jesus' enemies were themselves wintry, cold to divine love, wandering all unknowingly in a confused and dull twilight kind of world. Their hearts, as spiritually dead as the leafless trees and the cold, hard ground. So how is it with you, with me? Are our hearts cold and wintry? Are we blind to the light shining from Jesus' cross and open tomb, with heaven and earth therefore full of God's glory? Are we like dead men in a tomb, imprisoned in guilt or bitterness, rooted in past hurts, or paralyzed by fear of what the future might hold? Or are we just a bit bewildered, like sheep who hear not the familiar voice of their shepherd, but instead the disturbing voice of some stranger bent on harming them? If so, there is but one remedy: to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd who comes seeking us, as he does again today in those holy mysteries of his body and his blood, which tell us that he is indeed our good shepherd who prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, who loved us enough to die for us. My body given, my blood shed, you are mine. We listen to his voice and humbly follow where he leads, until that day when by his mercy we shall take our place among that great multitude which no one can number, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, the heavenly flock of the Good Shepherd, of whom St. John, exiled on Patmos, writes, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So hear again the words of your good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.